1 sec. There we go. Okay. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Mason?
Here.
Director Torlakson is absent.
Okay.
Director Dawson?
Aye. Okay. I'd like Mr. Crandall to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Be so kind.
Ready? Begin.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Get the name back.
I don't care. They all know who they are.
Like a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
I make a motion that we approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Could we have a roll call?
Yes. Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Mason?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Torlakson is absent.
At this time, we have the consent calendar, which is made up of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by a motion unless requested made by a board member to remove a specific item. And we have letters A, B, C, and D. Do I have a motion to accept the consent calendar?
I will give you a second to step down as well.
I second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded, and we have a roll call.
Yes, Director Mason?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Record show, Director Torlakson is absent.
Okay. All right, we have no presentations this evening, so it's time for the General Manager's Report.
Yes, just wanted to update you on the pool project. It is going along with the demolition. We're working with the City of Pittsburgh to identify temporary power there that's going to be needed as we move forward with the project. We have portable restrooms out there for the public to be used. The facility is still being used by the public, and we are renting the Lion's Den for special occasions. The project is due to be completed in January, but as you know, we have a pretty good buffer in time, depending on what other delays that may appear in this project. There are no as-builts for this. As-builts are project plans as the facility was actually built. It's a quite old facility, so and if you don't have the as-builts, there can be surprises along the way, and that's just part of the construction process. Nevertheless, January is the target date for that the project to be completed, and we have a Memorial Day opening planned. We are working with some young people who are interning with us. This is part of a project through the county. We have, I believe, 8 interns. Some of you saw them at the dinner the other night. They were introduced at the teen recognition dinner they had, and they're doing a really good job for us. We have them involved in a number of things. They're doing some actual labor around here. They're cleaning up the garden. They're going to paint the hallway in the back, and they also plan activities and do things of that nature. So we've got them for a few more weeks, and the program is working well for both parties. As you know, there's a commitment from our our staff's time to ensure they have active things to do during their stay here, but so far so good. I don't know if you've noticed, but the Pumpit Anuta keeps acting up on us, and if this hot weather, the grass will go dry pretty quick. It actually comes back pretty quick too, but right now the Anuta pump is down. It needs points, just a repair to the pump itself, and we'll have that up and running again. But it has been a little bit of a finicky item. I just heard today that they will be repairing the pump, so we'll get that greened up again. And finally, the Clearland property title had another little glitch. Yeah, I know. It's one of those things that just, it's like the bad penny, right? Just still don't seem to go away. But it got cleared up rather quickly. So the documents should be in the mail to me now. And I'll just need to go file the deed with the county. And we should be ready to go. So I'm expecting those documents in the mail at any time. So
can I ask a question? You say we're ready to go. What would be the next step after the documents are?
The next step would come to the board and decide what the board would like to do with the property and give me directions to, you know, put it out on RFP and secure the services of a real estate agent if that's the way the district wants to go. So I'll be reporting back as soon as we get everything lined up for that. And that's all I have.
Nice. Yes. You mentioned the entrance. How many did you say?
You know, I honestly, I think there's eight, but yeah. It could be more.
And are they with federal?
Yeah, they're.
Program?
Yeah, there's
okay.
A.
Okay.
Through the chair, I just have a quick question. You mentioned the pool. I've been kind of going back and forth down there, but I was surprised that there's no signage at all stating that. Sorry for the inconvenience. There's construction. I also feel there should be a sign up there with the finished product saying that whenever it's going to be opening and join us in our grand opening, but there's no signage at all for the community to look at or to know what's going on. I just think that's something that staff should really look into and should really post some signage and actually have a poster of what the pool is going to look like when it's done. And also, my other point is that I think we should be doing in kind. I really don't think we should be renting out the facility because of the construction. I think that, you know, porta potties, there's a lot of inconvenience for people. I just don't feel it's appropriate to be charging for the rest of the summer.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Long. We do not have a legal counsel report. And at this time, the public comments. Public may make comments on matters that aren't on this agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the board. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, and there's a request to speak form on the back table that needs to be filled out and presented to staff. We won't take any action on this, and written communication that's received regarding items not on tonight's agenda will be filed and will be read into the record at the discretion of the board's chair. So, I have no public comments at this time regarding items not on the agenda. So, we will move to board matters number 9. Okay, individuals that want to speak on these items should first fill out and submit a request to speak form by the chair. Please recognize by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific time, which would be 3 minutes. Okay, 9A, to consider approving a resolution number 15/16-04 proclaiming July 2016 as Parks Make Life Better Month. Okay. What say you, board members?
I just have a comment on it.
Okay.
I remember last year, we did it this time, and it just seems like it's like we're already in the middle of July, and if we were going to do anything to capitalize on that, maybe we should be doing that in June if we were going to do something. You know, I don't know that we would, but that's my only comment. I mean, other than it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I was just looking at your mugs. It'd be cool to maybe do something fun, and I don't know. That's my only comment.
Yeah.
I think it's an awesome resolution.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It came down the pike, and so
I shot it over to the
general manager, and
yeah.
Thought even though it was after, kind of in the middle of the month, we would at least address
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But so next month we could be on top of it in the month of June, so that we're kind of prepared for July 2017.
Yeah, I don't know if we have some kind of perpetual calendar that's handed over from chair to chair where you have to do stuff like that, but if there was such a beast, we could put that in the June, you know?
Well, I move that we approve that resolution 15/16-04 proclaiming July 2016 Esquire, Make Life Better.
I second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. No fiscal implications, so I'm guessing we just do a voice vote?
No, we do roll call for everything.
Okay.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Mason?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Director Cho, Director Torlakson is absent.
Thank you, board members. Okay, moving on to 9B. Report to the board after school programs. And Deborah Mason has a comment.
Board, the general manager, you give a report first, or it doesn't matter?
Go ahead and do your comment first. Yeah.
So the comment is on his report. It seems like he often presents reports to the board that have misinformation in them. In his report, he states the teen center began registering participants in 2014. Prior to that, it was a drop-in program. No registration was required, and that's simply not true. I wrote the grant for that in 2011, and in the grant on page 8, it states the program is structured that so that local youth come to the teen center where they fill out membership applications. After submitting the application, teen center coordinator Randy Ross will have an orientation meeting with them. If they decide they're interested in participating in activities, they become a member. So I'm not sure why he's not aware of that, but it's a concern to me since that particular grant that covered from 11 to 2014, I wrote. So I'm telling the county that's what we're doing. And actually, Judy, you and Terry Smith signed off on that grant under penalty of perjury that everything that was stated there is accurate and being done. So if you want to stand by this report, I guess you're saying that you weren't following the grant as it was written. I know there was one other instance that is not being followed. It also stated in the grant on page 7 that whenever teens were present, that there would always, that the coordinator would always be there. And I know there have been a number of occasions when I've dropped by and I go into the teen center and there are 6 or 8 teens there. And one that particularly sticks out in my mind is because my program at UC had ordered t-shirts from them, and I went in to get a invoice signed, and I went in, there were 6 to 8 teens in there. Randy was not there. I came to the front, I went to Mary Jane's office, I asked if she saw Randy. She had no clue where Randy was, and she ended up signing Randy's name on the invoice for me since I couldn't find him and I needed signed for work. So I just think you need to be careful about what you put in reports, because if I really believed you weren't following any of this, I would feel compelled to go to the county and let them know, because my name was on the original report that was written and said that we would in fact be doing a registration and following proper procedures.
Okay. The after school program.
Yes, and this is just to indicate that our after-school programs are doing quite well. We do have a number of programs that involve children in the after-school hours of generally 3 to 6, 3 to 7 are the after-school programs. You can see by the attendance record for the teen center that things are going significantly well. I wouldn't say that the word better would be right. There's just more participants now. It's always been an excellent program. Some of you did show up to the dinner, and the program was dutifully noted by Tom Torlakson, who actually gets to tour up and down the state, and he made note that this is one of the better programs that he's seen in his travels up and down the state. So it was quite a compliment to Randy and his program and his participants. So it's a very effective program. It's doing quite well. It's very well received. Our after-school programs, I don't know if you've gotten a chance, but we recently started a Junior Giants program that's involved a lot of new faces, and they're enjoying the program in the field back there. So we're always looking for opportunities to expand our programs. Of course, we're limited in resources and bandwidth that we can do here, but nevertheless, we're still pushing for more activities and a variety of different programs. So we're quite proud of what we're doing at this point.
May I make a comment?
Yes, please.
I really think it's great that you're proactively looking into what you're going to do with the pool after it's open.
and getting that started now. I was, you know, that was like the last paragraph, and I just think that kind of stuff needs so much planning, especially when you're involving the school district. Anything with the school district needs a lot of planning, so kudos for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was good. Thank you.
Through the chair,
yes.
I have a comment referring to the CARES program. I know Mesa Donya Torts and Director Mesa Donya Torts and kind of wanted more of the after school, the CARES after school program, where it's going, where it's been since the board decided not to continue its contract with the Mount Valley Unified School District. So here's some maps that I got, some figures and numbers that I got from the CDE, the California Department of Education, and also from, I was fortunate to have a board member that lives at home, and she was able to give me some of the other information. But basically, in 2011, they had over $3 million. In 2015, they're down to just a little over $2 million, a loss of $754,000. They lost the 21st Century Grant, because when you severed that contract, there was no longer a partnership. And the grant is pretty strict that you need partnerships. So they no longer get funding from them. So there's no more collaboration, no more partnership. And just to back, and then as 2011, they were serving 1,200 kids in the Bay Point. 2015, in the Bay Point, they're serving 700 kids. In 2011, employed high school kids to work in program with funding from other sources. And that's the piece that really the board never could understand back then. When they severed that contract, not only did they give up that time, $30,000 the district was getting from the program, which is what they want, they gave up local control, local leadership. Under Deborah, she had over 80 employees, a 2-acre garden, which actually won Silver Medal Award from the state of California, also became a demonstration site where people came all from California to come visit the garden. And actually, the school district of Hayward in Pittsburgh identically copied our program, and we go to conferences still, and we meet up to them. They always joke, I stole your program, but believe me, I'll let you know that I stole it from you. It was your program. We just duplicated it. So as far as the after school, but yeah, they still have it, but nowhere is it the quality or the participation that it was back in the day before the board decided to sever that contract. And also to note that it was also, Deborah brought in all kinds of extra funding, and her sites out here were sought after for employment because she always had all kinds of extra money. She was a mentor to a lot of these kids. She was able to hire kids under 18, I believe, because it didn't attach to ACEs grants, those restrictions. She brought her own money into the program. She almost brought in over the over and above, she almost brought in $1 million over and above what she was getting from the grant. Oh yeah, and also where it says 2,000 students overall, it's down to 1,800 overall.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Thank you for the presentation, Mr. Moore. Okay. So we don't have any vote or anything. It's not
just report.
It's informational. Okay. All right. Moving along to 9C, to discuss the status of the community garden. So, Mr. Long.
Yes. As you know, the garden has been fallow for a couple of years now. I've kind of alluded to the history of the garden and how it started and how it progressed and got to the point where it is now. This is before the board for discussion and to provide staff with direction. We made no provision for any ongoing care of the facility in our budget. We have not assigned staff to this. This, I think, originally was designed to be paid for by a community-based organization through fees of actual garden users. You can see that number of users that signed up from 2009 to 2013 in the report that it was kind of declining and went all the way down to 2013. Where there were only five. The idea was that they would charge for the plots until the $3,000 seed money that was given by the district was paid off. And to date, I think I have also in the report, is about $1,500 returned. And then after that was the loan was satisfied. They would revisit the price for the plots, and it could have been zero. That I think that was really what was in mind, is that they would be free plots that were available. Some of the issues that that came about during the course of the garden is there were a number of people that initially were involved. They were identified in Michael Kerr's reports as homeless that came in and contributed labor and got the garden up and going. However, there were problems with the plots themselves, where people would come in and they had their own garden beds and they would want to plant and cultivate whatever they were growing there. But other people were helping themselves to their particular, they were cultivating it in an unauthorized method, coming in and taking some of the fruits of the labor of the gardeners and vegetables. And so it got a little bit problematic. And then, of course, Michael Kerr, who was substantially responsible for keeping the garden up and running, decided to discontinue that when the board voted to vote the garden, dedicate the garden to Glo Magley. So it brings us to where we're at now. What we do is we periodically go over there. We have volunteers that that come on occasion. Some board members have shown up. We have had the teen center show up. We've had the garden club show up, and we do kind of a weed abatement is in essence what we're doing out there to ensure it's not a complete eyesore. And then we have some labor now and again. I believe New Star came in, one of the organizations come in and help out now and again. And of course we've got the interns doing now. So we kind of limp along with this garden as it is, but we have no funds, no plan, no real direction that we want to take this. And so this is before the board tonight, because there was a question of what the board would like to see done with that. So this is open for discussion.
Yeah, through the chair.
Yeah.
I'm really confused on this item because he said that they've been working through organizations. Well, I have the Bay Point Garden Club on their website. The president is Mesa Donya Torrickson. Gloria Maccabee's Memorial Garden Project Coordinator, Mesa Donya Torrickson. I don't know why you haven't been working with her garden club, because it says right here she's the project manager of the garden. So right there you have a group that could easily, if they want, go in there, because they're on their website stating that's what they're going to do. She's the project manager. So I don't know why you're not working through the garden club, once it clearly states on their website that she's the project coordinator on this.
I'm not really sure what that means, but it just could mean that within the Bay Point Garden Club, she manages whenever they help the garden out. Doesn't necessarily mean anything about it.
Well,
a partnership, I mean, we would know about it, we're the board, right? I don't know,
I'm going to read it again. It says, Gloria McElbee's Memorial Garden Project Coordinator. It's talking about that garden, nothing else but that garden. She's a project coordinator, which means that people could go through there, to this garden club, get resources, and get this garden up and running if they wanted to.
Well, that's just how you're reading it, Dr. Mason.
Fine. I'm not going to argue with you on every little...
Oh, yes, you are.
Okay. All right. Eva Garcia...
Why don't you do your homework?
Eva Garcia is a member of the Bay Point Garden Club, so do you want to clarify anything? Have you discussed it?
No. If we always are available when... to come and clean and do. I had a box at one point and it was working really well, but then, like our manager said, there was different things happened. Several things happened, and it just, people stopped coming. People stopped caring for their box, even though they had. So
I'm glad that you are continuing to keep it nice and clean and trying to. And we should come up with a plan. And I don't know what that plan is. I know that my parents used to live really close to a garden for many years, and it was, the garden was put at junior high at the corner for the people. People didn't pay, people just went. Some people, it was their home, you know, they built things, they make arches. I mean, it's just beautiful. So it really truly belongs to the community, but no one owns anything, so I don't own the box. I can come, and if I want to plant something, I plant it. Now, my sister-in-law, a couple of blocks, they have a very strict garden. Now, they pay a fee, and they must be there once for a meeting. Not to plant, or they have a potluck lunch, and they must, all members must be there, participate in this lunch, to discuss whatever there is to be discussed on this garden. But it is locked up. It is locked up, you know, quite, the fence is quite large, so nobody can get in there. But so those are just two types of gardens that one could have. I don't know which one would be the best for us, but it's something to talk about.
I noticed when I've driven by and gone into Los Nogales Community Hospital, they have a very lovely garden. They started a little bit after us. And I'm wondering if maybe there's a way that we could, our board and the community could reach out to them and maybe have some kind of a meeting where they could bring the ideas that they had in developing their garden, give us the good, the bad, and how they solve problems. And maybe we could come to a consensus of what we should be doing with that garden and how we can reach out to the community in the best way possible, because I think we have a couple of elementary schools that might want to participate. There's several other resources in the community, and so that's just a thought about involving the Los Nogales Hospital.
I can tell you that Mike was involved after he did this. He was involved over there. And then as far as schools, there was the, the school right here next to us.
Sunnybrook or something?
No, it's
Head Start.
Head Start program. They had two boxes here. They had Roya Allen, and then the one next door, they had two boxes, and they brought their kids. And I know Mike did a couple of programs, you know, from the garden. He came and gave them t-shirts, and they cut the fruit, you know, just a bunch of little kids. I didn't attend, so I can't tell you much, but I know that Lupe, since Lupe was at the time working for the Head Start program at La Guanya Allen, she told me how much the kids loved it. So yeah, there is a lot of conversations to be had.
Right, and but maybe you know, to pull all the people involved and the groups involved and have a meeting to, you know, maybe, you know, people have community meetings and stuff, have a community meeting regarding the garden, send out letters, invite invitations, maybe make it on a Saturday, and, you know, find out what the pleasure of the community is and where we would like to see it go. So, any other thoughts?
I just like the idea that we have incentive to do something because Phillips is willing to do a certain amount of funding.
Right. Have you gotten any more information on besides the funding, if they are going to be providing direction or?
Really want the CBO, so I think that says it all.
Yes.
They're just saying, we'll be the money man, you figure out
Find the person, we'll help you with the seed money and then some annual things.
That presented, then we need to have a plan, because they're not going to give us money with no plan. So I guess we just have to come up with a date and time and
Would it be worth having just asked Los Madonos, the director of their garden, to come and just do a presentation?
Sure.
Just start
That's
there.
What I was starting.
You know
that
what I mean?
What
start
I
there,
said.
And
yeah.
then if we
right.
listen,
mm-hmm.
then if we feel like from
that
conversation,
mm-hmm.
like maybe at
right.
our next
okay.
meeting or whatever.
Okay, that sounds real good. Should we bring them in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think we could do that? Is that something we could do?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Do a presentation here at our board meeting.
And yeah, and then that would
and invite some other
start,
community people.
Yeah, that would get it started.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. I have to go. Okay. At this time, our board member, Trina Hudson, has to leave, and so we'll continue on. This time, number 10, board matters, number 10, public hearing on the levy of the proposed Ambrose Parks assessment. And I'm going to hear public comments regarding the Ambrose Parks assessment, so I'm going to open it right now for the public hearing. And the background on this is a public hearing and engineer's report is an annual requirement to collect the Ambrose Parks assessment. At the public hearing, the residents may make their comments on the assessment, which is $36.72 per year for each single-family household, and different larger and varying amounts for businesses, apartment complexes, etc. Mr. Chuck Crandall of Community Economic Solutions will be here to answer any questions. So, I open the public hearing. Do we have any comments?
I'd like to comment. I'm just very, very confused because the same exact thing happened last year. At the same meeting that you approve your budget, you accept your assessment report, but there's no correlation between the budgeted assessment amounts on your budget and the ones on your assessment. Why would it not be exactly the same? For example, on your approved budget, you have Ambrose Park expenses $39,344. On the assessment, you have $135,670. On the community center, you're on your assessment that you approved, your budget, $84,606. On the assessment, $123,330. And I've went through here and I've tried every combination. If I added the wages to the park, it came out to 157, not 135. So the only conclusion I can come to that makes any sense is that you know you have $265,000 a year, you subtract the $6,000 that you pay the consultant, and then you pick any two numbers out of the air that make it add up to 265 and put them in the assessment report, because there's nothing else that makes any sense. We went through this last year. Last year there was a $49,000 mistake. And after 3 months, it finally came back and was just said it was a mistake. I recently sent an email to Mr. Long asking him, now that the year's over, where were the expenditures? What had we expended? Where did we come out with what we predicted and what we spent? And his response to me was, well, the $49,000 was just put in the wrong row. Now, to me, this is like first grade math, adding and subtraction. If you have a $49,000 and you add it up, and you come out to $265,000, if you lift that $49,000 out of that column, it's going to change the number at the bottom. Doesn't that make sense? So, with that, because you had predicted that you'd have a $59,000 or $69,000 overage, the $49,000 should have been it. You said you'd have a $59,000 overage. So you add $49,000 to that, and you really should have had an overage this year of $109,279. I'd like to know where that money is. And because it didn't seem like Mr. Long understood what I was asking, I thanked him for responding and said, what I'm really looking for is now that it's the end of the year, you budgeted this amount for this, how did you come out on that? His response to me was that you guys get a budget in the middle of the year, you make adjustments on the budget, and that's what you go on, and he sent me that. A simple example would be, you budgeted $8,000 for dumpsters for the center. You pay $533.42 a month, every single month for that. You should have been able to figure out at your mid-year that there was no way you were going to spend $8,000. That should have been adjusted to about $32,000, because when you paid the $533.42 every month for 12 months at the end of the year, you paid $6,400, not $8,000. But you leave the $8,000 there. So that tells me there's $1,600 floating around somewhere that is unaccounted for. So what I'm asking for now, tonight I'm making a public records request for an accounting of what the final expenditures were for each line item in the 2015-16 budget, just like the example I gave you for the center. So if you said you were gonna spend $100 on tools, I wanna know what you actually spent on tools. Because it seems like if you can pull $49,000 out of a budget and not even make any adjustments, there might be a lot of money sitting around that we just don't know anything about.
Any other comments?
Okay. And actually you have until July 25th to get that information.
Thank you so much. Okay, any comments? Staff, have any? Okay. All right, so I'm going to close the public hearing. And so you're going, so you're going to be taking up, wait a minute, Marsha. So you, Ms. Mason, you're going to be taking up the request.
I just made the request publicly. I think it's recorded.
Well, I'm just asking you to verify that. Okay.
Thank you.
So that's something that you can work out with Mr. Long. Okay. All right. Mr. Crandall, would you, do you have any comments that Ms. Mason brought up?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay.
That's, the budget is done by the staff. And so what I'm concerned with here is the revenue side.
That's the assessment. Okay.
Making sure.
All right.
The revenue is going to be.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Okay. So we have heard public comments. We're closing the public hearing. And we're going to, at this time, the assessment will begin, as I understand it, $36.72 per year for each single family household, and other larger amounts for businesses, apartment complexes, etc. So that would be starting July 1st. Okay, all right. So, okay. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, so I believe we just have board comments to make.
Yeah, through the chair.
Yes.
I would just make a quick comment. I emailed the chair, Judy Dawson, about the during the evaluation of the general manager. There's supposed to have been a written evaluation. I still haven't received the written evaluation. I'd appreciate if you could get me a written evaluation, because it's clearly stated in the contract.
All right.
I just have one comment.
Yes, go ahead.
I wasn't able to attend the Teen Center celebration, but one of the, a couple of people from the community, one a parent of the kids, and other people that I guess were invited as community leaders. They had nothing but great things to say, and about not just about Rally, but about the kids that made all this possible. Like I said, I wasn't able to attend. I was there for a few minutes, but make sure that not just Rally, but also that the kids know that it was appreciated by a lot of other people, and that's the avenue they should be taking all the time. Instead of doing something for themselves, they took it upon doing something for the community, and that was wonderful. And then we're having National Night Out August 2nd, but I'm gonna do it right here at the community center at the patio. But I don't have flyers because I have had, I've been having a lot of trouble finding the this year's logo. Well, I found it, but I just can't copy it here. So, but I will. I'll have the weekend. I'll get to do that.
I would also like to commend the Randy's program and the teens for putting together a really great event. They had the choice that they could spend the money that was left over on themselves, go to Disneyland or go here or there or whatever. But they chose to make it a benefit for the community. They recognized that community support is very important, and they wanted to let us know how much they do appreciate us and appreciate our support. The food was great. They took the orders. They served. They had a myriad of kids, teenagers, I should say, helping out, serving, taking the food off, taking the dirty dishes off, coming up, finding out what was everything fine, being very easy to, you know, talking with us, having a conversation. They really took the lead, and I can see where some of those students will be able to develop good skills at maybe working in a restaurant, maybe owning a restaurant, participating in the Mount Diablo lunches that they have and meals that they have over at Mount Diablo High School.
Serendipity.
Serendipity, yeah, it is serendipity, all right. Yes, it was a very nice area program there. And so I can see where if they've been involved in that, can transfer over to us and vice versa. So I was very proud of them. I was very proud of the teen program. I was very proud of the way that the adults were involved. Something that I want to bring up, I've been thinking about this for several months, and I'm just bringing this up to start the conversation. Okay, there is a mural on the end of that building, and I don't know when it was painted, but it has some controversial figures. It has a gentleman who has a red star on his hat.
Che Guevara.
Uh-huh, and he's a communist. And there's several people that don't like to see that kind of figure on a public building.
A biggie is there. Mm-hmm. And so is Shapura. Yeah.
So I'd like to investigate, kind of have a discussion about, is it really important to have that kind of mural to stay on there to represent our community when it's persons that are not so nice people in the world? Do we really want to have those characters on our building? So, and maybe it would be time, I don't know how long that mural has been on the building, but it might be time to paint it over and put another mural up there that might be more representative of the current 2016. Just a thought.
I never liked the entire mural, but I think quite the contrary than what you think. I think that a lot of people don't get represented if Biggie's not there. You know, Tupac Shakur was a beautiful person with great lyrics. And if one sits down, I mean, there was political. I am one of probably the biggest fans in his the lyrics and what he speaks of and his neighborhood and what he went through. And some of it is selling drugs. Well, you know, that's what it is. That's the neighborhood he was from. That's how he made his money. That's how he fed his daughter.
But he didn't live on.
Madam Chair, yes. May I suggest that the comments are turning into a discussion,
discussion. Okay.
It's not so agendized. So we we can...
Table this and maybe have it...
And, yeah, provide directed to put it on the agenda for discussion.
On the agenda, okay, that's very good, okay.
I'm not being missing.
Okay, very good. Okay, well, our next meeting, are there any agenda items? Let's put that one on the agenda for August. Are there any other items that you would like to have on the agenda? Maybe talk about the garden, maybe have the Los Medanos garden person there come and do a presentation here.
If you could get them, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
I'll,
okay,
I'll try.
Okay, that would be great. Okay. Anything else? All right, I need a
motion. That we adjourn this meeting till September. August.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Do I have it? It's been moved. Do I have a second? I second it. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Yes. All right. Thank you, everybody.